Water trouble for people who live in Purcell is coming to an end. An update on the lawsuit alleging harsh crimes at a Tulsa juvenile facility. And families who use a WIC nutrition program are asked to provide feedback. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, July 8th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Water restrictions have been lifted in Purcell after residents in the area went days without service. KGOU's Logan Layden has more on the situation.
A statement on the city's website says crews repaired 5 waterline leaks in the rural water district west of town by Friday, but restrictions remained in place over the weekend to allow water tower levels, particularly for the one west of town, to recover. Restrictions were lifted Monday morning, but a precautionary boil order remains in effect until clearance is received from the State Department of Environmental Quality. Some residents had to rely on bottled water from the Purcell Multipurpose Center during the outage, which began for some last Tuesday. I'm Logan Layden.
Attorneys representing children in the Tulsa County Family Center for Juvenile Justice want their clients moved out of the facility. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports on updates to the May lawsuit.
The amended lawsuit accuses more than 20 employees of either sexually abusing or harassing 30 youth in the center. It also accuses the Tulsa County Commissioners and the State Office of Juvenile Affairs of failing to stop the situation. Attorneys are asking that the youth be moved to house arrest. They accuse an employee of publicly blaming detained youth for getting Officer Jonathan Hines arrested for allegedly raping a youth. Hines and another detention employee have been charged for alleged sexual acts with the youth at the center. The amended lawsuit accuses authorities, including county commissioners, of not taking corrective action in the center after Hines was charged in April. A spokesperson for the commissioners said that under state law, Tulsa County's Juvenile Bureau and judge are responsible for the center. Members of the commissioner's office did recommend improvements at the center to the judge in 2023. In Tulsa, I'm Max Bryan.
A Cleveland County judge says he will grant a protective order for a student who is suing State Superintendent Ryan Walters and the State Board of Education. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the case involves an administrative rule about changing pronouns on school records.
Judge Michael Tupper said last week he will grant a protective order allowing a Moore Public School student and their mother to go by pseudonyms in court and relevant documents throughout the lawsuit, according to the Oklahoman newspaper. Tupper told the two sides' attorneys to update certain language, and if he agrees with it, he would issue the order. The student is transgender and wanted to change their pronouns in school records, but they were blocked by an administrative rule prohibiting school districts from doing so without the State Board of Education's authorization. The lawsuit was filed in December. The student's attorneys claim Walters and a previous lawyer for the agency publicly identified the student during a state board meeting earlier this year and want the protective order to stop it from happening again. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The State Department of Health's Women, Infants, and Children program is looking for feedback on its nutrition program. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The Special Supplemental Nutrition Program provides food, nutrition education, and healthcare referrals to low-income pregnant, breastfeeding, and postpartum women and their children up to age 5. Now, the program wants Oklahomans to share their personal experiences with it as the state submits its operations plan to the federal government. Over 72,000 Oklahomans participate in the program every month. The program hopes to share these experiences with the federal government to attract funding and use them to help shape how it will operate in the next fiscal year. Oklahomans can submit their comments to the State Department of Health's website or by mail through August 1st. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.